I know you've seen it in the movies. You've seen a devil sitting on somebody's shoulder, giving them all kinds of terrible advice in one ear, and an angel sitting on the other shoulder, giving good advice at the other ear. And the person is absolutely torn and doesn't know who to listen to. We actually have two voices, two teachers, if you will, that have two completely different functions, sort of like the angel and devil, but not quite. We have the voice for love, and we have the voice for fear. The voice for love would be the Holy Spirit, and the voice for fear would be the ego. So we have an opportunity every second, really, to choose whose voice we're going to listen to. I see it as a conflict between the head and the heart. We have this logical mind that thinks it knows how to do things that are going to get us the best possible places, that are going to do the best things for us. And it will analyze and tell us all kinds of things that appear to be very logical and appear to be very true. On the other hand, we have our heart, and inside the heart is really the doorway to accessing spirit. And spirit can see things from a much grander overview than we can even imagine. We don't have that kind of vision that can see what's going to happen millennia down the road if we do a particular action. But spirit does. And when we align ourselves with the voice for love, we begin to make decisions that have very loving ramifications that can go on for thousands of years. It's sort of like a stone in a pond. You've thrown a little stone into a pond and the ripples just keep going out and going out and going out. When we listen to the voice for love, everybody wins. When we listen to the voice of the ego, it's a symphony of me, 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 me. It's all about me, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The ego can actually be trained to work with spirit. But if we're going to be coming into alignment with source, which is how we get to a place of joy, it's good to work with the voice for love. How do we do this? How do we make decisions listening either to the ego or to the voice for love? How do we know which voice is going to give us the right information? Well, you know, if you're not peaceful, if you make a decision based on the voice for a fear of the ego, it's looking for things that are going to distract you, that are going to keep you searching, but for not finding what it is you're looking for. If you're listening to the voice for love, you're going to feel peaceful. Some of the opportunities that arise are going to be very surprising. And you step out on faith. I step out on faith because I'll get a pull to do something that can seem completely irrational to my mind. But when I listen to it, because I learned to trust it, I found that my life works so much better. I'm very present in my heart space, and I listen, and things work out very, very well. On the other hand, I have weighed and measured and worked things out logically to have something end up very different than I had expected, and not necessarily in a good way. So I've learned that it's okay to weigh things and to look at them, but I have to trust my heart. And trusting the heart, listening to that voice for love, has really made a huge difference in my life. Because every moment we have the opportunity to make a new choice. Every moment we have a choice whether we're going to align with love or with fear. If we align with love, we're going to have a very peaceful time. And that's the place where you start to access joy. When we align with fear, and that's all of the, oh my goodness, what could go wrong here? Or it's a place of judgment. Judgment is a place of fear. And that's looking at what's wrong with someone, criticism, or even with yourself. That voice that you hear that's telling you what's wrong with things, what could go wrong, that is not positive and not creating peace, that's the voice for fear. Do you really want to be listening to that? Or do you want to be listening to the voice for love that's going to be telling you what's right and telling you what's good for you? And positive outcomes for others besides yourself. To sum up, listen to your heart. Let your heart guide you. You have two voices. You have the voice for love, which is in your heart space. And you have the voice for fear, which tends to run up in your mind and filled with mind chatter and distractions and keeping you busy. The voice for love will never steer you wrong. You can tell when you're there by the way that you feel. When you're feeling loving and peaceful and joyous, you are in alignment with love. When you are feeling fearful, anxious, angry, critical, those are messages that will tell you that you are aligned with fear. It's very simple. Every moment you have a choice which voice you're going to listen to, whether it's the voice for love or the voice for fear.